A few more minutes with James Stewart, the author of Tangled Webs. Ah, what tangled webs we. Bill Russell?
He just went to work for the New York Times.
I'm going to. I haven't quite started.
Well, soon you will be. But you also write for The New Yorker, which I treat as my newspaper.
I too.
And the reason is they do what you have done, and you write for them as well, which is to take time to think about it.
Imagine.
One of the many challenges we have, we sit here, we've had lots of friends over the years, still have people at senior friends in senior positions at CNN. The problem is the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365 days a year. And they feel like they've always got to be saying something. And they're always saying, and they're not thinking. They're not researching. They're not doing what I think is necessary to present a balanced, thoughtful, and I don't mean fair and balanced, and I don't mean two sides of an argument. I mean somebody that has done the research, the thinking, brings expertise, skill, education to the project. Television has let us down
monumentally.
I simply, even to the point I won't watch it, the news portions of it, or any other for that matter. And we're losing our newspapers, which have a spotty record, but they generally have been better sources of news. Everything else aside, we've got a serious problem in the kinds of things you're talking about because we can't get reliable information.
This is bad.
Now, I know you're going to be working for the New York Times soon. How do we fix that? I mean, what do people who are genuinely, who want to be good citizens do?
Well, I think, first of all, we get the media. I was going to say that we deserve, but I don't really want to say that. I think that we get the media that we're willing to support and pay for, mm-hmm. one way or another. And media in this country was historically supported by advertising, and the old advertising model is breaking down with the digital revolution. So I think the question is, are we as citizens going to step up and start actually paying for some of the professional work that leads to in-depth reporting? I'm not here to, fortunately I've had a wonderful career in journalism. I'm not here to say I deserve a raise. But, to take this book, for example, the economics of it are probably insane. It took me over 4 years of work and reporting on this. I don't know how much it'll sell. I mean, it's a roll of the dice. You don't know if people are going to buy it or not. I think the book costs, you can get it for $12 to $14 discounted. At an hourly basis, it's probably crazy.
But that's not the metric that should be applied to something about democracy.
No, of course not. I mean, I felt compelled to do this book. I mean, and to me, that's the best thing about journalism is that I sometimes this fire gets lit in me with books projects especially, and there's just no way I cannot do it. And I was writing about the corporate scandals, and I saw the lying and the millions and billions that people were losing as a result of it, lying and by people who were wealthy and successful and educated. And so this whole idea took root, and I felt this has got to be my life mission, at least for the next few years. So here I am. But we in this country, we have to support writers. We have to buy books. We have to by quality media.
And then we have to be skeptical. I mean, and that's not the same as cynicism. And boy, this could be, at the end of this book, could be cynicism L. Maximus. It doesn't have to be that way. I go back to where I started. Yes, greed is at the root of much of what you describe, which is part of the monetizing of which you speak. This isn't about the money. The next step is, and what do you do about it? You begin with a commitment to justice, to democracy, to truth-telling.
Yeah, and you can't put a price tag on that. I mean, again, going back to the character Doug Faneuil, who I think is so important in here, who initially told a misleading, if not outright false story, who went along with the Martha Stewart, Peter Bogdanovich conspiracy. Ultimately, he couldn't live with himself. And what he has that these other characters don't is his own self-worth, his own sense of personal integrity. And much to my surprise, I gave a talk at the 92nd Street Y a few years ago, and he came up afterwards. He was in the audience. And he says he's been wrestling for years with what he did, that so many people have said, you know, Doug, you were crazy to tell the truth. You should have just kept long. You would have gotten away with it. And he said, you know, I realized, no, I am better off because I have something. I was put in a situation not of my making, but I have something now, my integrity, that is priceless, and that life is so much better being able to live it honestly than it is having to carry the burden of those falsehoods around.
There's one thing we've not talked about that I just have this burning need. I have this bumper sticker that I have yet to put on the truck. When you have a nation where the Supreme Court justices, in the process of being confirmed, are willing to tell what looks like at least not the whole truth, and that is the ultimate authority within the judicial system, that third part of government, what do you do with Supreme Court justices who are not, some of them demonstrably lied to get confirmed, others have been slip-slidey. What do you do with that?
Well, you've got to take it seriously, and you have to act on the evidence, and there have to be sanctions for the judiciary, maybe especially. I mean, as I said, lawyers and judges are the first line of defense against false statements, and if they are now resorting to them to advance to get where they are, then how can we expect them to hold the line against others? It's a serious problem, and
that calls for a revolution, doesn't it?
You said it.
I said it.
You started to say we get the press we deserve, and then you politely backed away from it. We also get the government we deserve. I mean, the right reason these people are on the Supreme Court is because the Senate confirmed them and a president appointed them. Ultimately, the people are sovereign. We were at an event with some high-level people last week, and everybody was having a grand old time picking on the politicians. The subject was sustainability, but it doesn't matter. We pick on politicians, and they deserve to be picked on. They're failing abysmally just across the board. However, we elected them. And the same is characteristic of the judges. I mean, ultimately, we are responsible as individuals and as communities. And as much as anything, the story I take away from this book is if we're not engaged, if we refuse to serve on juries, if we find excuses for not going down to the courthouse, then we get what we deserve.
Or if we make false statements.
Right. I mean, I hope the simplest thing that emerges from this book, that anyone who reads it, is if you're ever called as a witness, you're ever sworn to tell the truth, it is our moral and civic duty to tell it, whatever the consequences might be, that the truth is the supreme virtue.
Is America becoming a nation of liars? Have advertising, PR, political spin, and ersatz news become the defining standard for our public and private conversations? The small minority of reporters and editors who continue to uncover and truthfully share important stories are valiantly resisting that plague. They deserve our thanks and our support. Bless you, James Stewart. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well. Thank you.